The mother of the first person who died from an accidental heroin overdose involving the powerful synthetic opioid carfentanil says she wants to find meaning in her son's death, and that means sharing his story so other addicts get help. GLT correspondent Colleen Reynolds talks with Ricky Lee Beneke. Her 23-year-old son Keegan died November 3rd, even as he was making plans for the future, including taking classes to become a sign language interpreter. Beneke talks about when she realized Keegan had a real problem.
Well, I mean, I know looking back, I felt like most teenagers, he did experiment with different things, and he was open with me about experimenting, but I never thought of it as an addiction. It's just something that high schoolers and young adults may do. So it was probably wasn't until about, spring of early summer of this year that I really noticed and thought that he had severe addiction issues, I guess, is when he had to enter inpatient rehab for it.
What made you realize this is a crisis situation?
Well, it was a blow up, actually. It was a crisis situation in the fact that the crisis team had to be called, and he went to the emergency room and a bed was found for him, and he willingly went. He admitted he did have a problem, and so I naively thought by him going through rehab, everything would be fine after that, and I found out later it wasn't.
Well, let's go back again to when Keegan was a teenager. He also had some mental health issues that started emerging.
Yes, he was diagnosed as having severe depression and anxiety at an early age in high school, and was put on different prescription medications at that time, things that he didn't like how it made him feel, so he did not use them, and he kind of always went through that and struggled with the fact that he did have depression, anxiety, and later was diagnosed bipolar. And it was very hard for him to accept that he had these mental health issues and disabilities, really, that needed medication. And he told me later he didn't want to take the medications after he admitted being an addict and did not like having to depend on something, even though mental health issues are completely different, you know, and taking the medication as prescribed rather than being an addict and taking illegal drugs.
So as a teenager, around what age did you first start realizing that these mental health symptoms were showing themselves?
Probably freshman year of high school, I would say, really, maybe sophomore.
So he's about 12 or 13?
Oh, probably 14.
Okay. And when you caught him drinking or whatever was occurring then, did you put anything together like, oh, maybe he's self-medicating?
I really did not think of that connection at the time. It was basically just sitting down with him as a mother, talking to her son and explaining, you know, the reasons why he shouldn't drink or smoke any type of illegal drugs and having that conversation with him. It really did not occur to me that he had any type of addiction problem at that point.
Well, your family's had a lot of tragedy, and we probably should address the one that people might be familiar with when they realize that you were married to Jeff Pilo, who ended up going away to prison for being a serial rapist. How do you think that might have impacted what was going on with Keegan at the time? Help us with the time frame.
Keegan was very young when this first happened. He was probably, I wanted to say, around 11 or 12 when his father was first arrested. And like any young child that age, not having a father in his life throughout the high school years, I'm sure, and from our conversations, I know it did impact him greatly. And Keegan and I, did have a very good relationship. We could talk a lot about it, but there were certain things that I know he talked to other people more, things that he couldn't tell his mom or didn't want to tell his mom, didn't want to hurt me. And so not having a father in his life, of course, did affect him, but that's not what caused the addiction. Addiction is something that I've learned a lot about very quickly over the past year. And it's, you know, these things that occur, tragedies in people's lives, not having your father around certainly cause pain and trauma. People want to numb themselves from the pain. So while it kind of goes hand in hand, one did not cause the other. Addiction is really a disease. It is very much a part of a person's physiological self, and it's very hard to fight through and go through the steps and being able to stay sober. Because I think that's what I learned I was wrong about, was that when Keegan went through rehab, I really felt that, okay, everything's going to be better now. Like, the addiction was cured. And addiction, like a lot of diseases, is not something that can be cured. It's always there. So different struggles that come up play into having that urge for one more fix.
Ricky Lee, is there anything else we haven't covered or talked about that you wanted to share?
If you're concerned about your family member, listen to those concerns. Don't dismiss them simply because the person that you love told you everything's fine. If you have those concerns, try to reach out and really get help, look for help, or encourage them to get help. I wish I would have pressed more instead of simply taking his word that everything was fine when it obviously wasn't.
Ricky Lee Beneke speaking with GLT's correspondent Colleen Reynolds.